Welcome to Coach Me, the podcast for women who want more. More clarity, more confidence, more you. We're Tanu and Catherine, friends, working moms, businesswomen, and real-life coaching buddies.
Each week, we cut the BS and bring you insights, tools, and truth bombs that help you show up stronger at work, at home, and in life. If we can coach each other through the chaos,
we can coach you too. Welcome back to Coach Me, the podcast where we coach ourselves almost as much as we coach you.
Mostly because work life keeps us handing fresh material every week, isn't it?
Exactly. And today's fresh material, that mysterious club within your company, you know, the one with no official membership list, but you're very aware you're not in it.
You mean the unofficial VIP section of the workplace? The leadership clique, where decisions are made inside chats or pubs and bars. The same three people get all the visibility, and you are wondering if you accidentally missed the sign-up sheet. And that actually reminds me of a Forbes article as well. It talks about the golf gap. I don't know about other places, but here in America, senior leaders golfing together is a big thing. So it's basically, if you're not out there on fairway with the senior leadership, you're just missing the conversations, the bonding, and the quiet decisions. Or like we had back in London, a lot of pub nights where things were happening behind our backs and we were not a part of the circle. Well, the point is, there's this unspoken channel for relationship building that directly feeds opportunities. And if you're not a part of it, you are really missing out.
Absolutely. I already hinted at it. We live that. I live that. In one of my old jobs, I remember the leadership team was all buddies and hung out only amongst themselves and their attached favorites. And guess how many times I got invited? Never. That close-knit, tight group, they had all the promotions happening amongst themselves, handing them to each other. And even though I felt I was at least as capable as some of the people who got put forward for jobs that I wanted to be put forward for, I didn't even get the visibility. So you do the math, but it's oftentimes those little clubs, those favorite cliques that keep all the promotions, the pay rises, the special client trips or whatever it is amongst themselves. And it just feels unfair, doesn't it?
Exactly. Weakness can look subtle, inside jokes in the meeting, debriefs you're not invited to. Like you said, Kathy, there's promotions that are happening, decisions being made about your career, directly or indirectly. And there's opportunities that are being given to people that may not be that competent. The outcome is real. It's obviously less visibility for you. There's slower career progression, and you often end up feeling like the outsider on a cool kid's table. And if you see, it's like all the biases that we talked about in one of our last episodes, it's just a few of those biases on steroids, right? The prototype bias, the likability bias, the in-group bias, all of that coming together. And it's okay until it becomes this closed circle where no one can really be a part of it and people are kept out of it. Because once you make it a clique, everybody is just working overtime to make sure it's a very privileged, elite place to be. And they're pushing other people out. And that reminds me of one of my clients who had this reorg happen at her workplace, and the new manager that she got, she went in with thinking, okay, I have to prove myself all over again, but it's okay. I've been at this company for a while. Now there's another person that joins the team, which was in that clique group of this manager previously, before she became the manager. So even though she's now managing this new person, she still has that bias. And she keeps her in that circle. And now she starts forming a completely new circle with this newly reorged team and kept my client out of important decisions. And she didn't get picked up to go for the work trips. There was an important client project they were working on. And my client got lower level tasks assigned to her rather than the tasks that she was actually capable of doing with her experience and position in the company. So there's a lot more that goes on with cliqueness. It's not just about you hanging together and just promoting people that you know. The impact, the knock-on effect that has on the team culture, on other people that are, looking up to you as management and waiting to be rewarded for the good work that they're doing. It's just heartbreaking to watch how something so small, which starts as a friendship between maybe two people, grows into this clique group and has such a big impact on company culture as well as the business.
That's so true. There are two types of people in our audience: the ones who are in a clique like that and the ones who are not. I really hope this episode speaks to both. I would say it gets problematic when you think you can behave whichever way you want. You've come in late, your boss won't say anything because you're friends. You leave early, your boss won't say anything, but others get told off for it. Or you deliver subpar work, but still get the promotion or the pay rise. That's the problem. That's the kind of favoritism I feel like this episode touches on. And actually, an HR lady has said something that really stuck with me. A work culture can only be as good as the most toxic person in the shared workplace. And I
Ooh,
thought that was
that
pretty deep
hits
because
home.
when you
Yeah.
think about it, if you have that one bad egg, everyone else can make the effort. But if you have that one toxic person, that one person who keeps getting away with things, then your work culture will just not take that turn to the positive.
And I think it's also the leader's responsibility to make sure the person that they're favoring or picking as the next in command is not a bully. They have to keep an
Yeah.
eye on this person's behavior towards the team as well, right?
I mean, you'd think.
Yeah.
I get it that leaders also need close work friends and they needed the second in line to like build up because as a leader, you look for that person, someone who's actually there to help you. But they only do that if they're a good leader. If they're
Exactly,
not,
not a
then they
weak
won't.
leader.
If they think like I'm in a position of power now and I'm going to abuse it.
Yeah, exactly. Wow.
So Tan, what are you thinking about that? Like the more bullying side of that favoritism?
Yeah, I think you bring up a great point there. It's the debate of equity versus equality, I guess, here as well, right? So people want to be receiving the same opportunities, the same treatment. And of course, sometimes you have to level the playing field for other people because people start from a different place. Like in my client's case, she just came into that circle of trust of that manager, whereas the other person had a head start because she knew her from before. So it was the manager's job to be more aware of that fact and give the new person more support. And not be totally biased towards the person she knows from before, and she's seen her work. And that's when it started making it feel unfair for my client. So even though, there's on a more basic level, you feel like, yeah, we're all part of the same team, there's equality, we have access to the same resources and everything, but you don't because someone else is pulling the strings, and if you're not in their good books, then you're at a disadvantage. So I totally hear what you're saying. There is two sides of the coin, and it takes so much for a leader to even be aware of this kind of inequality. And of someone who's getting all the favors, it's 5 degrees more harder for them to be like, oh, maybe I'm getting an unfair advantage here. But at the same time, I feel like whenever I speak to people about the situation, there's a lot of anger and resentment that starts building up when they see cliqueness. And what I have noticed and experienced is that the instant reaction is, I don't want to be a part of this. I don't want to even try. What's the point even doing something with this kind of manager? So it alienates the team members. A lot of times people leave thinking this is impossible. There's no way into this, and I cannot get anywhere. But what I want to remind our listeners is that we have advanced so much. Like, yes, we are living in the age of AI, but still, relationships are extremely important. Decisions get made based on relationships and feelings, and people buy things from each other based on relationships and feelings. So, as much as this irks you and annoys you, you have the control on how you steer your relationship with other people. And yes, some people might call it manipulative because you do see and wonder, like, how the hell did this person even get there? You know, when sometimes you look at people that don't have so much, like that are not that competent, or they don't have as much experience and knowledge, and you're like, what the heck did this person do to get where they are? And the answer is relationships and networking, right? So it all goes back to the relationship building. So it's unfortunate because there's bias at play, but at the same time, you have to understand that if it doesn't have to be your disadvantage, this very bias can be used to serve you the way it's serving someone else. And the only way that you will never get to that place of favoritism or to that place of getting an equal opportunity is if you stay silent and quiet and hide behind the shadows. So I would invite you to not have such repulsive feeling against something that is true. It's a fact. It stares you in the face at workplace. And maybe just shed that idea of this is manipulation and this is game playing. I'm not a player. I can't do this. We'll give you some tips how to handle this and this kind of situation in our mini boost section. Just have an open mind and see if it's something you can test and try for yourself.
There's definitely that middle zone of favoritism. I agree with you when you're not the one being favored, but you're also not the one who's being bullied by the favorite. Where you are in that middle zone, I think that is probably the most common, that someone more or less consciously, unconsciously, but maybe not maliciously gets favored. And you try to work your way into that zone as well, to be seen more, to be recognized better. And to be considered, right? Like all you want is just to have that equal opportunity of being considered. The tool we would talk about in our mini boost is aimed at that middle zone where you're not the one being favored, but you're also not the one who's completely cut out. Because if you are in that place of that toxic workplace environment where people can get bullied with no consequences, then there is really only so much you can do. You should try to get realigned with other people.
Exactly. Yeah. I guess there's a path to redemption, or there's something that can be done is for the middle ground, like you said. Extremes is hard to handle. And yes, you have to protect your energy, you have to protect your boundaries, and you probably need to start looking out at some point, depending on how bad the situation is.
Totally. I think nobody deserves that. But if you are the main favorite, then I mean, go for it. If you're in that
I
other
mean,
extreme, right?
now that you
No.
say that, it kind of brings back times when I was the favorite in a way. But I remember being so conscious of the rest of the team not feeling that I'm like enjoying and basking in the glory of being the favorite and taking advantage of that position. One way I remember doing that was making sure that if we worked on a group project, I would give the other people a lot more credit. So making them shine more and dropping names in emails or in conversations with senior leaders so the other people get visibility.
Yeah, when you are in the situation of being the favorite, then there are things you can do to still lift others up with you, give others visibility. You use your position to enable others. We can't control who likes us and who doesn't like us and what the reasons are for it, but we can control our own behaviors and our own actions and how we give back.
It's a slippery slope. When you
Yeah.
allow boundaries to be broken at work and too many deep friendships to form. And well, I'm not saying you don't have friends at work, but as a leader, you have a little bit more responsibility than any other IC role person, right? It reminds me of Keith Ferrazzi. He talks about this concept of co-elevation. We can link that in our show notes.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. And I think that is definitely the mindset we need to shift towards to create less workplace misery, isn't it, Tanu?
Oh,
Your topic,
yes.
your passion in life,
My mission.
your mission, that is very aligned with this topic. But let's go into our tool of the week.
All right, so if you are in this situation and you are in that middle ground, not in the toxic extremes, here's your mini boost of the week. It's called the three-step clique navigation check-in. So step number one would be observe. Identify the spaces where influence is happening. Where is it playing out? Is it in the games? Is it in the pub and bar? Is it behind closed door meetings? Is it in chat? Just observe. And then the step number two is engage. Look for authentic ways to connect with those spaces. So instead of running home every Friday, do you think you could hang out for a bit and go to the pub where they hang out and just connect on a human level, not to manipulate any situation, but just go and connect? Maybe there is a connection waiting to happen and you're not showing up. Number three is diversify. Build relationships across multiple networks. So your opportunities don't rely on one click approval, right? When you're working in big organizations, there are a lot of other parallel sister teams where you could start building relationships and you could start finding mentors, start finding allies for yourself. So all your eggs are not in one basket, and your entire career in that organization doesn't depend on one group of leaders.
I love those. And I think observe, engage, diversify, those are so empowering moves. And really, what we want to do here is move out of that passive victim kind of mentality. Even if you are an actual victim yourself, you can get proactive and change your situation. You can observe it instead of judging it immediately. Stay curious. You can engage with the people. Maybe they are not cliquey, but they are just. They think nobody else is as geeky as them, or something like that, right? Maybe they feel judged, and that's why they don't invite others in because they're insecure. So keep an open mind, stay curious, and it always helps to diversify. It always helps to build your own network and have that own group of people you trust, and they don't have to be just within your team. Make a conscious effort to connect to those humans. It's not all just for career building, but also for getting to know the business you work in fully. And so you might impress your boss after all.
Ooh, I love that. Very good tip.
So, dear listeners, if you love today's episode, then make sure you hit subscribe so you don't miss the next one. We love our repeated subscribers and all of our audience, to be fair. No favoritism here. And on that note,
Yes, we're all, and remember, we're on all major streaming platforms, links in the bio. And if you happen to play golf, maybe invite us next time, strictly for research purposes.
and that's a wrap.
Thanks for hanging out with us on Coach Me. Got a question or something you want us to coach through? Slide into our DMs or drop us a message. We might feature it on the next episode.
And hey, don't forget to hit follow your future self with thank you. Just one more quick note. Everything we share here is based on our own experiences and coaching tools. It's not medical or mental health advice. So if you're struggling or need support, please reach out to a qualified professional. You've got this and we've got you. See you next time on Coach Me. That's it.